Yes, marijuana is the only drug on the market with other forms. Now, there's the type of marijuana you make into LSD from some ideas of how we melt the marijuana down on drip it on the paper. Now, if you know that much, that's about as much as you need to know. But if you want to know another thing, is the shake and bake is a form of drug that is more used for relaxing the energy of what we call overstress. You want to get out of the ideas of the full energy stress into a place where you can be more dry and go to sleep. That's what the purpose of that is for. And then cocaine, which is a derivative of marijuana. If you would like to be interested in cocaine, I would suggest that the flavor of the cocaine not be the same as the color of the cocaine or the energy drug you get out of Tide, which has some sort of release chemical, and people are disassociating cocaine with cleansers. Now, if you do that, you get into the part where the parabolesis breaks down into the nugget. And then when you get the parabolesis to the nugget, you realize that you've done too much work to have a decent drug, except for the cocaine is to help you open up your brain. But I have a little section on my page that does a lit cigarette on the picture there. And if you pay attention to it, just one time, about every 8 years, you do a lit cigarette on a video, that cigarette's going to burn deep down into your hole in your subconscious. And it's going to talking. And what it does is it's getting to the elements of your brain. And once it gets into the elements of your brain, I'm not talking about the drug, I'm talking about the light from the cigarette on the video. And once you get that in there, you'll probably no longer need drugs, and you'll need a little bit of alcohol. About every 7 years, you might want to have a beer. So that's kind of how dry and restful and energy state I stay at. I wouldn't say I was a non-hypocritical fool, but I am not a hypocritical fool. I don't think people who say those things are hypocritical, but sometimes they get foolish with it, and it's not as reassuring to the psychology I teach on my William Blake Arrington box and my William Arrington box is got teachings on it that help you to secure mind expansion into a framework where you can use it with your drift. And when you drift after you've had the burnout, you say to yourself, well, what then is it good for? And it's good for kinetics. It rebuilds kinetics, what I'm talking about on my William Arrington page case box. That's rebuilding kinetics. So that's what I was really stricken with, was kinetic disorder. I would get up and I would have a lot of strokes. Since I was a young 3-year-old, 1-year-old boy, I would have strokes and I would fall. And I played football in high school, and I kept smoking my cigarettes, and I laid off for 2 years at Christian Culture College, and which is good. You don't want to go to a culture college and smoke cigarettes. You're there to study the culture, to take it back to your home to survive. You're not supposed to fully adopt a culture, so you shouldn't be adopting a culture outside of your house. So that's the one thing I had to say about that. And once you get to the idea of the creamy, you want to get that idea that the creamy is the buzz. And once you burn out on the cigarette, and then you would still need to take pharmaceutical medicines that are administered by yourself under a doctor. You should always have at least 30% control over your medicine you're taking at the doctor. That's what I have found. And I've begun to get into the elements of, I've reduced my, it's called, let me think here now. It's called substance. The substance of my inner soul and outer soul, where they meet, was too high. I was being too confident, I noticed, for my situation. So what I did was, I requested that my antidepressant, Wellbutrin, but I didn't decrease my other antidepressant, Invega. That stayed the same, and I said, I don't think it's doing me any good, and I need to come back down to a more crippled state. So she reduced it to half of what I was taking, and that wasn't recently. I've been doing 30% of my medicine my whole time with the doctor. And so if you would do 30% of your medicine, I'm not talking about the presence of medicine. I'm talking about you helping your medicine inside you adjust. If you start with 30%, then soon your chemical body will say to itself, and it will gain access to those things that you want to begin to lose. And when you lose those things, you gain those things which you had not wanted, but you gain them back in the way that you were first made, but the innards is the opposite direction. And what does that mean by opposite direction? It means that your bad attitude is only inside of you, and you're just doing the same things you were doing, but your infant attitude is gone, but your new attitude is there, and it's the recognition of the bad attitude. So if we admit to having a bad attitude every now and then, we do get that therapy, and that's the therapy needed to do pharmaceuticals. It's this attitude that's needed to do drugs and the branches of that drug in America. That's the whole point. You just have to admit, I have a bad attitude. It's okay, it'll be alright, I have a bad attitude, or I had a bad attitude, I'm sorry, I'll just clean up the kitchen or something, or things like that. That's just normal, that we usually get that attitude from rebuking the TV, and not listening to the TV, And then there's the sold out addict that actually their body needs the illegal drug or the legal drug instead of the pharmaceuticals. And you can't mix pharmaceuticals and street drugs and things like that. You can't mix them. But they work the same if you learn how to use them correctly. Instead of for what you're using them, where you're at, you've got to say, where do I need to get in cleanliness then? You need to say, well, I need to be more dry for the winter, so I need to do this and take a shower first, then do the drug, and then get back in my family state. And what does that mean by state? State only means the clothes that you wear. So after you take a shower and then do the marijuana, you can then get back in your clothes and you'll be fine if you can learn to do your toe exercises and get your mouth full of something dry. You want to always keep your mouth dry with like a cigarette smoke. You want to keep it dry. And then once that dryness comes back, you need to revisit the cigarette lit on the screen and let that fire of the ember on the screen enter the inner of your brain and begin to connect brain cells in there that are easy enough to clear sinuses like that one just did. So, and then that's the health part of drugs. Now the part about sanity in the mind comes when you learn basically a lot of good psychology and you create the rift inside the sternum. Now a rift inside the sternum is the easiest way to go about doing these things, and that's to make a division between you and your employer. When I mean a division, you do something that would allow you, and what you do is you go home and you hear the boss lady pray about it, and you say to yourself, what am I going to do? And that thing that drives against your inner waist and your stomach area that drives into you when you start saying, I hear my prayers from my boss, you let that begin to evaporate your skin in the pectoralis major muscles. And you say to yourself, that's too much. And that's when you know that you got good sanity when that happens. So you want to keep focus on that kind of health meditation and keep it going with a nice hot dog every now and then, things like that. And remember that when you were younger, you were at your granddaddy's house and you had drawn some pictures in college and in high school and in grade school and junior high. When you remember those pictures you drawn, remember there's people who didn't draw all those types of pictures you drew. They did technical drawings and things like that, and they're in the same situation you are. They use the same type of methods and everything. They try to balance things, some of them on addiction, and that's not what we balance them. We balance it on the healing inner man that is in the gut below the sternum, and we meditate on that, and then we see the connection to the heart from the inner man, and the heart then it begins to meditate, and then we get an mental delusion after that when we get into leaving a forum or something like that, a place where we went out, we come back, and that feeling of the inner man has gone on prior to that, and then we have gone out, and then we come back. When we come back, we get the delusions of the street, which is God is my neighborhood. Now, delusions of the street means we believe that there are deluded people in the street walking around. And that's what I'm talking about. We all know these things. And that's what our news does, is let us know we all know these things. So in that fact, we try to tame American society as much as possible and try to decrease any type of public arousals. But what do you mean by arousal? Well, if you're aroused in public, you make a little quick arousal and you get on your way. And what does that mean when you call a little quick arousal? Well, a little quick arousal is this small little idea that the temperature of your body begins to get cold if you're doing a bad arousal thought life leading into the arousal, and you don't want to go into the arousal if it's cold. You want to go into the arousal if it's warm. And that's why police officers keep their hands in their pockets, shake your hand with their warm hand, because it helps calm you and give you more of the right kind of energy. And when you do that, that's one thing that's going to help you feel those little bags under your eyes with your finger when you're just nervously moving, and you rub your cheek the right way, and you're living with George Patton Sr.'s purple polka-dotted dog in your room, and you're feeling good like him or your other granddad, which is kind of difficult to do sometimes. But if you get into your granddad that you knew, that could be the idea of the outside garb. Your granddad that you knew, or your granddaddies that you may have visited, can be inside your garb. And then you have the rest of the thought processes that are listed on my case box, William Blake Arrington, William Arrington. Just look up Arrington, and it's William Arrington. And there's some brain exercises, meditation tapes on there that will get you through some of those ideas to get you to that warm feeling, so you know how to make the right decision. If it's warm, you want to go ahead with that normal place decision to make the transaction, make the deal with the idea of buying a car, things like that. You want to seek that warm decision feeling, and you have to breed it. You don't want to breed the cold decision feeling to see about things when they warm up. You don't want to do that. You want to always seek the warm idea at home, and you shouldn't want to try to feel cold or cool or anything like that. We have a sunshine that rates a 340-year reading. That's what the sun produces, 340-year reading. So if you look into that, you might want to say to yourself, I'm staying inside, but do I have a light on? And that will get you used to that warm feeling, and then drinking your drink mixes and using the bathroom when you need to use the bathroom until it starts getting to be larger urinations and you have better pee, then you know you're healthy. So then you can stay at home all on your own and be healthy. Make sure you get some hydrogen peroxide if you scratch one of your arms, are you scratching your knee and it gets too big of a scratch, you want to rinse it with hydrogen peroxide. And if you rip off a toenail, you put a little Neosporin on it, and that's all it takes to survive in America once you've had your shots. Your shots for kid shots down at the health department when they have had to go in and take medical shots in when they're young kids. So once you get your kids to do that, then you'll be a full healthy family, and all you'll need to do is go to the store and provide for yourself food. So just letting you know how it is. So get that nice new stereo you want now, because you just lessen your budget by $30 a week listening to me.